We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, thank you for finding the Spezzano and Sandy podcast, the highlight reel. Anything that you miss from the show is right here. We are live every morning, no matter where you are listening. You can always check us out on the radio.com app. We jump on Facebook Live, too, a couple times a morning. So we would love to have you part of our show. Okay, so today, it's almost like I need to give you the highlights of the highlight reel because there was so much good stuff from today. But Buzz Baby University, I am hoping if you have a teenager who lives in your house that you are dealing with this too, because I think it's freaking weird. I don't know if I should be concerned. So if you're dealing with this, reach out to me and let me know. What my teenager does when she walks into a room is just odd. Okay. Then we will go to the judgment zone. The jury voted and called Scott out for being a jerk for what he wears when he's invited to someone's house. It's Buffalo Bills weekend, their second playoff game. So, of course, that means fake fan trivia. Did Scott pass our test? Is he a true Buffalo Bills fan or is he a fake fan? And while we're beating up Scott's ego, why not talk about Scott's DIY faucet fail? His poor wife. All of that plus more today on the Spezzano and Sandy podcast.
Your guilty pleasure every morning. It's the breakfast buzz.
What my teenager does every time she walks into a room, I'm like, that's freaking weird. Is this the teenage trend or is this just my kid and I should be concerned?
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide or bad parenting.
Every time she walks into a room, and please, if you have a teenager, 2222899, she closes all the blinds, closes the curtains, turns on the lights. In the middle of the day, in the morning, or what? I get it. We have gray skies. It's gloomy outside. Maybe she doesn't want to see it. I'm like, honey, are you okay? Are you depressed? Like, why are you keep walking around this house? You know, because I'm all about open up everything. Everything's wide open. I want to see outside. If we ever get a little peek of sun, I want it to shine through the windows.
Yeah.
Everything is so dark. And she goes, I like the warm light. I go, okay, I'm not paying to have all the lights on in the house when it's daytime.
You don't have the lights on during the day in the house.
If
you have the windows
do,
open,
well,
right?
For the most part, right? I mean, do you turn on every single light in your house during the day? No, you use the natural light, so you don't have to pay for lights to be on in the house.
Right.
Well, no, not my kid. If you live with my kid, she will go around following you as you open up the blinds and the curtains. She will go follow you, closing them all up and then turning on the light. I like warm.
Huh.
That's, and I'm like,
I can't say that's normal. I've never heard that. I mean, I know, like, a lot of kids.
Oh,
like,
thank you. Here I am. Wait a minute. I am trying to have you say, oh, don't worry. That's a teenage thing. And you're like, that's not normal.
No, it's not normal. I've never seen. Hey, okay, maybe their bedroom. They always keep the blinds closed.
Never open.
Really?
Never, yeah. Not once. Like, you know, on the weekend, beautiful sun, and, you know, I like to soak in, like we all do, the sun when we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Open up our blinds, and she's like, Dad, it's too bright. It hurts my eyes.
Oh, my God. Does anyone else get this? This is so different. I've never heard of that.
She's just, okay. Thank you. I need somebody else.
Yeah.
I need somebody else to be the professor in class.
Oh, could this be a girl, teenage girl thing?
I don't know what it is. All I know, it's driving me nuts because I'm like, I don't pay for lights to be on during the day.
I know, you're so funny when it comes to money, right? It's all about money. It's all about money.
This is my house. If I want the blinds open, the blinds will stay open.
I can't tell you. I can't give you any advice. I don't think my boys have ever done anything like that. I'm trying to think.
Did they have any weird teenage thing where you were like, I'm grasping at straws here now talking to you? Do they have any weird teenage thing where you're like, what are you doing? And come to find out it was just what
they do.
All the teenagers do.
I've never come across any quirky thing like that.
Wow, you weren't home much, were you? As a father.
Come on. The cat's in the cradle at my house, not me. 222 Buzz, 222-2899. Help Sandy out. Be a professor. This is definitely. Does she have migraines? Is that it?
No. And I really, a part of me, like, I laugh and we joke, and I'm hoping and begging that one of you calls in and says that it happens in your house too. But a part of me is like, and my husband and I have had a discussion without her in the room, and we're like, I don't know. Is she depressed? I mean, she seems happy. I don't know. Is she goth? I mean, I will love her no matter what, but I just want to know what I'm dealing with over here.
Yeah, black lipstick and white face. That next progression, you may want to have an intervention. Help us out on Buzz Baby University on Spazano and Sandy.
It's the Buzz Baby University, where you decide good parenting or bad parenting.
If you have a teenager that lives in your house, 222-2899.
Yeah.
And we all had our things when we were teenagers, right? Things that our parents would scratch their head and be like, what the hell are you doing? But, you know, now that we're the parents, we're like, what the hell are you doing?
You need a shovel to clean out their room? What?
Well, that, I think that goes generation to generation. I don't think that's ever changed, right? The messy room. But like, there's certain things that my teenager is doing that I'm like, oh, okay, that's the trend now. Obviously, all the teenagers have the LED lights. You could tell who got LED lights for Christmas because when you drive by a house and you see this bright pink glow coming out of a bedroom window, you're like, oh, they have LED lights. But anyhow, you gave me a weird look.
Are you talking about? No, I know. What is that? Like rope lights?
Yeah, but they don't call them rope lights. But
are they
yeah,
little,
like
tiny little fairy dots? Yep. Those things?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is one thing. Okay. So now that's all over our house. Fine. Okay. I dealt with that. That's cute. Whatever. My daughter, every room that she walks into, she has to, close the blinds, close the curtains, just make it as dark as possible. And I am like, what are you doing? There's a part of me that is very seriously concerned. Is my child depressed?
Have you talked to her about it?
Well, yeah. I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? You know, I talk to her like an Italian mom would. What the hell are you doing?
Don't touch your shades. Those are the good shades.
This is my house. Why are you? I just opened the curtains. Why are you closing them? Oh, it's too bright. I'm like, honey, are you depressed? No, I'm fine. I'm not. It's just too bright. I like the warm lights. And then she'll turn on all the lights in the house. I'm like, listen, I ain't paying for the electricity when it's a beautiful day out.
Beautiful gray day. At least it's still ambient light, right?
It's still something.
It is.
I don't want to live in a cave. If I wanted to live in a cave, I would go live in a cave.
That's a good answer.
I didn't know how to finish that.
I know. She has no reason, rhyme or reason for it, just saying that she likes the warm light.
I'm really hoping somebody, you guys who have teenagers in your house too, are like, oh my God, my kid does that too. I'm always looking for like this. It's almost like a group therapy thing right now. I almost, need like you guys to say yes. So then it's not just.
Let's see. I got a call ringing in. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Donzo always has good advice because he's got teenagers.
Oh, well, Ada does the exact same thing. I call her a mushroom. Oh.
What?
She did. Okay.
The mushroom.
What the heck? Why?
I don't know. It drives me nuts. She'll go and hang out in her room when it's pitch black, too, and then all of a sudden all the lights go on. And she's got them LED lights on her room, so it looks like a...
Yes!
It's like a disco ball is going off there. Yes! Both of them have it in there.
Yes! It's so freaking weird. It's like, okay, we don't live in... Where is it where they have complete darkness for like 12 days?
Like Iceland? Like Iceland?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I enjoy the daytime. Can we please... Oh, my
that's
God,
me.
That's
I
so
turn
funny.
Off, I turn off the heat, open up a window, and every curtain in the house is open. Go down the hallway, it's like walking into a cave.
Wow. This is so new. This is interesting. Okay. And I got another call coming. Thanks, Dan.
Thank
have
you.
A good one. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, that's cool. Hi, the buzz. Morning.
I actually read this. Your daughter's 16, like my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Does she use technology? Like cell phone, iPad, whatever?
Would you be offended if I said, is that a dumb question or what?
Well, I am a dumb person. My wife would tell you that.
Of course. What teenager does it?
She likes to read books and use an abacus.
Here's the thing. I read in the article. They're saying that under 20, regular light affects their vision and it affects the screens and stuff.
Wow.
So you do that, you go with the artificial light, they can see their stuff better, and it's not as reflective or too bright.
Oh, wow.
And they don't realize they're doing that, and one of the reasons why. So, but yeah,
all it's... Right. Well, thank you for that.
That's interesting.
You did not make any of us feel better. Like this, so thank you.
Okay, Sandy Waters, do your thing.
Okay, I'm going to do my thing. I'm putting Scott Spisano on trial in the judgment zone today for what he's wearing.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the judgment zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the judgment zone. Weekday mornings on The Breakfast Buzz.
Scott Spisano has showed up, and we joke about it all the time on the show. You will wear your winter coat all morning long. You never take it off.
Yeah.
Okay. It's one thing at work. Fine. It makes me feel like, wow, we already want to leave and go home, which pretty much is all of us, though. So I can't hate you on that. But you admitted something to me this morning when we were off the air that I was like, are you for real?
What?
That you have been invited over to someone's house, you know, pre-COVID when we used to have parties.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you would keep your jacket on.
Yeah, you know, you walk in. You're not staying there all day. If I was there for a Bills game, it'd be different. But when you go over to visit for a little
you
while.
No, you said it was, yeah, well, visiting for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while, yeah. My computer just fell over. Facebook Livers.
If you're on Facebook Live, you can join us every morning at this time.
It's funny. My iPad fell over and hit the computer laptop, and that fell over. So it was like London
Bridge.
Okay,
so on trial today, 222-2899, when you invite someone into your home and they don't take off their coat, doesn't that show, like, I am not you. Your house doesn't make me comfortable. This party is not comfortable, and I want to go home.
I think
it's disrespectful.
I must be keenly not aware of things. Like, I must be oblivious, because I would never think that if I went over to somebody's house and didn't take my coat off, that gives them some, like, subliminal, like you kind of thing.
How do you not get that vibe? It's uncomfortable.
I don't know. Like when one of my guy friends comes over, I mean, if he keeps his coat on.
He leaves his jacket on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so rude. That's so rude. I'm putting my tail under jerk. You guys decide. Jerk or justified? 222-2899.
I think it's justified. Come on. Go ahead and vote. You can give us a buzz, huh?
It's like when you drop off cookies to a neighbor and you don't want to be invited in their house. You don't want to stay. You want to do a drop and run. You do these little things that shows them that you're not there to stay. You keep on your jacket and you stay out as close to the front door as you can, either on the front porch or, if they invite you in the house, as close to that door as you can. Those are little signifiers of, I don't want to be here for long. So
if you want to drink, drop off cookies, just put them on the porch and do a ding dong dash.
Cookies. All right. Anyhow, you guys are voting 222-2899, jerk or justified.
All right. Give us a call on the buzz.
The Judgment Zone.
It's one of the worst things somebody could do when they come over to your house. It is. You decide it for sure.
One of the worst things.
One of the worst things you could do when you walk into somebody's house.
Yeah. Not kick their dog. or have an accident in their bathroom.
Okay, it's on the list. It's on the list.
Maybe. It's the worst possible.
I said it's one of the worst. I didn't say it is the worst.
How about this one? How about this one? Exaggerate something to the point where it's annoying.
That's who I am.
Get off my coat. I want to wear
my jacket.
I want
you to get your coat off.
No, I just, look it. I'm wearing my jacket here at work. She's like, you do that at somebody's house too? I'm like, yeah, I've done it before. You walk in, you go in, you're talking to people, you're hanging out for a little while. Did I take my coat off? No. Because I don't want to overextend my stay.
Okay. First, 222-2899. If you're new to the Judgment Zone, welcome. We're on Facebook Live too every time this morning.
Yeah.
During this time this morning. Okay. You have to decide jerk or justified. When you invite someone over to your house for a party or a gathering or a get together, like Thanksgiving or something.
Okay. Thanksgiving is different. No, don't put Thanksgiving.
You have to turn. Listen. You have to take your coat off the minute you walk into someone's house. I don't care what temperature their house is. I don't care if you feel more comfortable in your coat. It's disrespectful. It shows, like, I don't want to be here. I don't feel comfortable in your house. Your house makes me uncomfortable, and my wife dragged me here. That's what it says. If I was the host and someone didn't take off their coat, I'd be like, come on.
So you get on me because we're on Facebook Live. You see I'm wearing my jacket. You say to me, you never take it off when you're at work. I'm like, I don't feel like it. I feel comfortable in it. I'm not
Somebody said, who was it on Facebook? Oh gosh. One of our friends said, at work it's fine. Maybe it was Lori who said it. At work it's fine because who cares? Everybody wants out of work. Mm. But at someone's house, that's where it crosses the line into jerkness.
I have done it. No one ever said anything.
All right, let's get to the calls.
All right. Morning, Buzz, Jerk Justified.
Good morning.
Hey.
you're justified to keep it on because, you know, it's what you want. It's how comfortable you feel.
Yeah.
When you have, let's think pre-COVID when we had actually people over at our house. When there's somebody who comes over and they keep their jacket on, isn't that like a sign of, I don't want to be here right now. I'm 1 foot out the door already.
It drives me crazy, but if they want to keep their coat on and...
Tony! You said it drives you crazy. This is your time to just put it under jerk.
Listen, I'm putting you justified in that category. Thank you. Have a good weekend, Tony. Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
I'm going to have to go jerk unless you're entering an environment like my brother-in-law used to keep his house, where I would dress in layers, wear long underwear, keep my jacket on, wrap my at the time boyfriend, now husband's jacket around my leg, because the man did not turn on his heat until snow was on the ground.
Wow.
His house was freezing.
You see your breath.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, but I got it under jerk for the normal house.
That's the only justification if you're in a place that absolutely
no. Okay,
thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Hi, good morning, Buzz.
Good morning.
Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Aww.
You go to friend's house, you know, you want your friends to come in and kind of feel relaxed, like, you know, their home's your home type thing. And by keeping your coat on, to me anyhow, it would say, I can't wait to get out of here. I really don't want to be here. So I agree with Sandy. It's very disrespectful.
Hmm.
Isn't it the best when someone comes over to your house and brings their slippers? That just shows, oh my God, my house is their house. They feel so comfortable.
Yes, absolutely. Scott, bring your slippers, lose the jacket.
I have never brought my slippers to somebody's house.
Oh, you should start.
No.
It's great.
You know, God rest Mr. Rogers' wife who just passed away yesterday, but that's not my thing. That's not my thing. Thank you. That's weird to bring your slippers. People bring
it
slippers?
Is?
Hello, the Buzz.
Good
morning.
I love it when they do.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Is it trick or justified?
This one is justified.
Yeah.
I don't like people that much. I want them to leave their coat on. Come for a quick visit and go home.
Wait a minute. So the sign on your front door says, leave your coat on because you will not be staying a while.
Exactly. When you leave a chair out front, they get the drift.
Yeah, good. I like you.
You are a riot.
Listen,
I love it.
We should visit sometime for like a nanosecond.
Hey, you
got to
come to Canada.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
You will.
I'd much rather be up
with
there
the
anyway.
Borders open up.
I know, right?
I'm actually on this side, actually on the U.S. side.
All right, okay. Well, thank you.
Okay,
bye. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk Justified.
That's a horror, buddy.
Good,
hey,
man.
I just want to let you know, according to what you guys are talking about, the old Italian, somebody walks into your house like that, the first thing they say is, take your coat off. Stay a while.
Yes. Yes. He's yep. So not an Italian. He doesn't deserve the vowel at the end of his name. I'm
it's
telling
fun.
You.
And they also say, take your shoes off. I just did the floors.
Yeah. Put those slippers on.
Sit on the plastic couch.
The good couch. No, that's the good couch.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Okay,
you guys
man.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks for being on Bye-bye. The Buzz. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk Justified.
Morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Better now that you called because I can feel that you say it's going to be justified that I wear my coat.
She is not. My money's on. She's going to call you a jerk.
Well, let's see.
Okay. So you guys are both right because.
You can't do that.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. But let me explain.
Okay.
You're going to put me on trial with Scott.
Yes.
Oh,
because
good.
Because I have done it before. But that said, I do feel as though it's a jerk move.
Okay, good.
Because it does give the idea that I want to get out of here. I'm not comfortable in your house. And a lot of times that's honestly, at least for me, I wear my coat because I am freezing. Because I did not have the forethought to wear more layers. And that is on me.
See, yeah.
So if you're watching us on Facebook Live, I mean, tell me, anybody who's watching on Facebook Live now, don't you get the vibe that Scott feels very uncomfortable? Isn't it making you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah,
just looking at you, Scotty.
Why?
Yeah.
It's a nice coat. It's so comfortable.
This is my birthday present for my wife, and it feels
like we're at the end of the day. Like, you know, you're out. You're half listening to us. You don't really want to be here with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to agree. But I'm on trial too, Scott.
Okay,
I've
put
it.
You on. So you got to take either jerk or justified on this.
Well, she said
it's
jerk
it's
already.
A jerk move.
All right, got
yeah.
you. All right.
It's a jerk. Sorry,
See?
Scott, we're jerks.
That's all right. We love you.
Love you too.
You must have been listening.
Why did you just like pause when I said, well, you don't want to be here with us? You didn't respond. You didn't deny.
Right.
Huh. Oh my gosh, you guys, I want to be here with you. Do you guys all want to be here?
Huh?
When I said, when you keep your coat on, it's like you don't want to hang out with us. And you didn't deny that.
I didn't deny. You're right. That's why I clapped when Canada lady, she's like, I just want to be around people. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, don't you love us though?
Do we take one more call or is it done?
Stay a while.
Come on.
Okay. We can take one more call, but you're not winning this, my friend.
Oh, sure. Watch this. It's going to turn the tide. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk Justified.
Good morning, Scott.
Yes.
You know who this is?
Is this James?
Yes, this is James.
Oh, I know. He loves this word.
Yes.
Say it.
Jerk.
Love James.
You're a jerk. Fine. I'll take my freaking coat off. I'll bring my slippers. I'll bring my overnight jammies. I'm going to bring my sleeping bag and all my food.
Take it off.
It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
This is CNN Breaking News.
We're following major breaking news here in the Situation Room. I'm Wolf Blitzer. The breaking news is very simple. Go Bills.
Yeah! That's the way it is.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels.
Forget insurrection and white supremacists and inaugurations. That's the breaking news, right?
Well, the breaking news would be if Scott passes the test, that would be breaking news. It's fake fan trivia time. We do it every Friday before our Bills game, and we put Scott to the test. Is he a true fan or is he a fake fan? Fake fan trivia.
Okay, so here on The Buzz, you know, I mean, I love the Bills. I've been following them since I was a kid. The Jim Kelly days, you know. Even when I was a kid, when O.J. Simpson was jumping through the airports for the, what is it, the Hertz Rent-A-Car commercial, I think it was. Even then. But I'm not a statistics guy. And that should not make me a fake fan. I have not hopped, I have not dove through a table with ketchup and mustard on my face. I must say that. Maybe that doesn't qualify me to be in the Bills Mafia as much.
Well, according to our rules here, thank you for all of that. But according to the fake fan trivia rules, if you do not get best of three, you will be known as a fake fan. Okay.
Fine. Roll it at me. And Mike, I'm sorry I didn't call you back. I left your stupid number on my desk. Mike called last week. He says he's got a whole pocket full of them. And he has this long drive. Yeah,
I know. Typically, our listeners, you guys, are the ones to ask him the questions. But now it's on me. So I dug up some good ones.
Oh, you did?
I don't know if they're good or not because I don't know anything about football. But all right, you ready? Best of three.
I am ready.
Five Buffalo Bills players made it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the 2000s. Which player, this is multiple choice to make it easy on you, which player was not among them?
Okay.
Bruce Smith, Jim Kelly, Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas.
Repeat the question.
And nobody call or text him and cheat, okay?
Oh.
Five Buffalo Bills players made it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the 2000s.
Right.
Which player was not among them? Bruce Smith, Jim Kelly, Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas.
I'm gonna
Buffalo
go,
Bills fans are like shouting it out.
I'm
now,
gonna go
I'm
weird
sure.
on this. I'm gonna say Jim Kelly.
Andre Reed. Okay, so you got to get these last two correct to be deemed a true fan. The Bills became the first team. Where's your heartbeat? Put the mic up to your heart right now. I know you're so nervous. Okay. The Bills became the first team to achieve all but which of the following in Super Bowl history?
Oh, no. Okay, go.
Appear in three consecutive Super Bowls. Lose four consecutive Super Bowls. Lose three consecutive Super Bowls. Or appear in four consecutive Super Bowls.
Oh.
Became the first team to achieve all but which of the following?
Oh, appear in four Super Bowls. What?
Appear in three consecutive Super Bowls.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh, sure. Okay, if you get a perfect score of getting none right, that almost cancels itself out.
God darn it.
In the Bills' first four Super Bowls, 25, 26, 27, and 28.
Right.
How many coin tosses did the Buffalo Bills win? 2, 3, 1, or 4?
3. Damn it!
I think this is the worst you've ever done. The answer is 2.
Oh.
Congratulations! You're a fake fan!
The real trivia gods, Danger and Battaglia from ESPN, coming up in about, I don't know, a half hour or so here on The Buzz.
This is CNN Breaking News.
We're following major breaking news here in the Situation Room. I'm Wolf Blitzer. The breaking news is very simple. Go Bills.
Gotta love it.
The bills make me wanna
shout. There we go. It's Pisano and Sandy on the Buzz. Scott Pisano, Sandy Waters, and Danger and Battaglia from ESPN. Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Hey, you know, Wolf Blitzer's from Buffalo, and he actually cut that for WKBW-TV. And it's a special thing for them up in Buffalo yesterday. Pretty funny. Oh, here we go.
We have Wolf Blitzer. That's good.
Yeah, I know, right? So here we go. Bills-Ravens, going to be tight, or is it going to be a blowout?
It's going to be tight. You get the last eight teams, all of these teams are good. I want to say it's going to be a blowout, but this is a Ravens team that has a lot of experience on it. Maybe not the quarterback, but Lamar Jackson is really, really good. The MVP of the league last year. So, Scott, this will be close.
I mean, last week, I think I aged 10 years watching that game. It was crazy.
You're going to age another 10 after a Saturday night.
Awesome. Hey, Sandy, yeah. Early retirement.
Okay.
So I understand that Sandy sat in the same room while the game was on, Mr.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, she was kind of like half committed. You know, she was there, but she was like
I was there.
She was
That's
plugged
it.
In with her headphones on. And
yeah.
Her earbuds in and not, you know.
Hold up.
I know.
I was there. Second of all, for the Bears game, your team, I was really there. I was cheering.
Not until I switched it over to the Nickelodeon feed. Yeah,
I know. Valid. True point.
Oh, look.
I thought it was so cute, Slime. Come on.
My wife dons her Bills outfit, right? She's got the great pullover. She's got the T-shirt. She's got the whole thing. We sit down and so excited for the game. I look over on the couch, and there she is on her phone. Did you see that? Yeah, I'm watching.
click, click, click.
I'm watching.
We're excited. We'll jump and scream when you jump and scream. You just give us the cue.
Yeah. I always get to the, did you see that? Okay. Josh Allen is a phenomenon. It's amazing. It just seems like it's, I still kick myself. Like I pinch myself. This is too good to be true.
Scott, never been so wrong. In fact, all of us pretty much were wrong. Nobody, even at the beginning of this year, thought that Josh Allen, it is a great story on how somebody can reach their potential. And there's really only one reason why the Bills won over the Colts last week. It was because Josh Allen was extraordinary in that game. So, yes, that's your hope again for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I just hope it just – I mean, in how long can you maintain that just, you know, that energy to – I just hope it just doesn't fall flat on him this week, you know, because everybody has a bad day, right?
Yeah, but so much of what he does and what a quarterback in the NFL has to do is based on how confident they are going into the game and how confident they are during the game. I mean, you know, he's just raised his game when he added, you know, Stephon Diggs to his arsenal and the relationship that he has with his offensive coordinator, Brian Daboll, who may be leaving to become a head coach very soon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's hard for him not to play with the kind of confidence that he's playing. Now, the bad news is that Lamar Jackson across the way for the Ravens also plays with an extreme amount of confidence, one of the most electric players in the NFL. So it'll be a good matchup between those two quarterbacks.
Okay. All right. So let's get down to the nitty gritty. Got some score predictions for me.
Well, Scott, you said you were stressed the last week. And I'm sure all Bills fans felt that. You're getting a team this week that actually is more physical. So we kind of glaze over the fact that the Bills kind of squeaked that one out last week. I think this is where the story ends. I'm sorry. I have Baltimore winning this 24-20.
You do? Gene! You know how many people don't like you right now?
I'm sorry. I just channeled one of my friend's brothers there for a second.
Oh, my God,
what are you guys
Gene?
Complaining about? I got to work with this guy.
I know, right?
Day.
Yeah.
3 hours a day. I got to work with this guy.
Oh, it's going to be a fiery show today, I'm sure.
Danger, what do you think?
24-20. Buffalo.
Oh,
yeah. Yay!
Go Bills.
Go Bills. Go Bills. Guys, thank you so much. I know you got a lot of work to do. And
Oh, my gosh. Call up during their show and harass Gene, everybody. What's the direct line into your show?
That's 454 ESPN.
Okay.
Oh, that's easy to remember. And when
today,
do we?
Today, 3 o'clock.
Yep, we find you guys there. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya. All right. Pisano and Sandy, good morning.
Come on and shout. Yeah. Buffalo's happening now. We're on the moon now. The Bills are happening now. They're making
it happen now. Shout. We got the spirit. Shout. A lot of spirit, yeah. Shout. We got the spirit. Shout. Just watch it happen now. Hey, hey. Make me wanna
shout. You know, any man out there wants to do good things for his household, right? And okay. provide for the family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You are a man. You are the provider.
Yes. And at the Spisano household, the sink was getting kind of yucky, so I had to replace the faucet.
Ah.
Kitchen sink, you know, it's the stem, you know, the nozzle part, and then the second part, you know, is the on-off thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So I went to replace it the other day.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Got the kit. Everything's good.
Wait, you did?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
All you do is you unscrew it from the bottom, unhook it, and mm-hmm. hook them back up again, and have a nice day. Any homeowner can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're me. You know, when you have a project, and it's always, there's always something that comes up. It's never textbook.
My dad says, and he's Mr. Handyman, he always says, nothing's easy, Sandra, and nothing fixes itself. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So that is true. Okay.
It is. Even if you're changing a socket or putting up a ceiling fan, there's always something that goes wrong. You're like, mm-hmm. and you got to mess with it. Then you got to go to Lowe's or Home Depot.
And it makes it hard if you don't have the right tools, which chances are we don't have the right tools.
Right. I didn't have the right tools. So all it said you needed was a wrench, screwdriver. I'm like, okay, I got all kinds of those.
Did you walk in the house with the kitchen sink, like, or the faucet, like, all proud, like, look, honey, your husband will be doing
today?
It
was a surprise. She was up in her office because she's at her national sales meeting, but it's virtual.
Okay.
So for the next, it's a 10-day meeting.
Ooh,
and she was still on at 6:30 last night. So anyway, so I get underneath the sink, and Lisa, our nanny sitter, is helping me out. I get the thing off, you know, the hose, you know, the spout, mm-hmm. whatever you call it. So I go to get the other thing out. I got everything disconnected. Get up underneath there. My nose is about a quarter inch away from the garbage disposal. And I'm on my back underneath. And I'm up trying to get this giant nut off, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Lisa, can you turn the top part? I'll hold this because I can't. And she's trying to turn it. And, you know, and she can kick anybody's ass, but she didn't have enough strength for this. And I'm like, I can't figure this out. So I'm doing it. She goes, listen. She goes, let's just call my buddy. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no, abort mission already.
No, buddy calls. And this was after about an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
Called buddy. I'm supposed to get this specific wrench. Okay.
Yes.
It's called
a
basin wrench.
Okay.
He goes, all you need is a basin wrench. It'll be fine. You can go good. I'm like, okay. So I look them up. They're $12. I'm like, I'll go get one. She's like, no, don't go get one. Now, let me call my other friend. He's probably on the road right now. She's got all the resources. So I'm like, no, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to go get this. I'm just going to make a quick trip to Lowe's, come bound back, get the silicone to seal it up and everything, and then I'll just get that wrench.
You're not ready to wave the white flag yet.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
She's like, no, sit down. Go take a nap.
Go take a nap.
She did.
Why were you? Did you look like you were struggling that much? She told you to go sit down and take a nap.
She goes, go take a nap. He'll be here in an hour or so.
Oh, my. She's like your mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
So dude comes in. He goes, all you need is
a basin. Let her?
Yeah. Dude comes in.
Oh, my God. You roll over so easy.
No, here's the deal. I was exhausted by then. It's like 3 in the afternoon. I've been working on it since like noon.
I love this story. You know every man listening right now, especially a handyman, is just dying right now.
Best part of the story is he couldn't get it either. He had to use a Sawzall and literally cut this thing off of the top of my sink. So it was welded on, like rusted something like that.
Oh, sure.
My wife has no idea what's going on. She's texting me. She's like, WTF? Question mark. Hello? Question mark. What is going on? Question mark.
Wait, was there... she was at this conference call, but she was muted, right?
No.
I'm sure she was muted. Yeah, it was a national sales meeting.
Yeah, there's muting, but they broke off in groups and all that stuff. So she's like,
oh,
going
my
on.
Gosh.
I'm like, nothing, got it covered.
Okay, can we have a guy call up and tell Scott either he's just, I don't know. What are you thinking right now as a man listening to this?
You know, okay, 222 Buzz. Sometimes things go wrong and you gotta get it fixed. I had no kitchen sink. I couldn't even make coffee. I had to go in the bathroom and get like water to make a cup of coffee. So this had to get done.
Growing up in a house where my dad could fix anything and everything. Now when my husband struggles, I'm a little bit like, I just feel like so sad for him. I'm like, oh, honey, let me do it. Can you intervene as the wife? How about this? Is it okay? Your husband does a DIY project, right?
Yeah.
Tries his very, very hardest and gets it done and says, honey, there. And then you want to go, you're dying to fix it because you know it's not 100% right. Can you go in there and fix it?
All right, call's coming. Hi, Buzz.
Scott?
Yes?
It's Jameson.
Jameson, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just laughing as I'm listening to it on the radio, man.
You're the plumber. He was the plumber. He's the plumber.
I just want to say hi, and it was a pleasure to take good care of you, man.
I really appreciate you saving us, man.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do, buddy.
Yeah, and have fun with my man card.
Yeah.
All righty. 79 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. It's Friday. Buffalo Bills play tomorrow. Of course, we're all keeping our fingers crossed, and we are getting ready to kick off the weekend. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, and a special guest up from Glasgow, Scotland, live via whatever, hopefully technology. Let's welcome Cameron McKenna. Are you there, my friend?
I'm here. I'm live.
Yes, you are live. Yay.
Oh, my gosh. How fun is this? So every Friday around this time, we kick off the weekend. We'll either invite a small business owner and learn about their business, support them, or a listener and learn about them. And now you are a listener all the way from Scotland?
I think I'm the furthest away.
I think you're right. We gave you the long distance award the other day because I think you chimed in on one of our Facebook Live posts that we were doing.
Yes, that was, I think, Monday for the first time. You were talking about something that I don't think I should mention again. very strange. And I thought, I quite like this. I like this. Really?
If you miss that, we're on Facebook Live every morning. We do it for Baby University and definitely for Judgment Zone.
Yeah, yeah. So now you have family ties here in Rochester, don't you?
I do have quite a lot of family who live in Rochester, North Greece area, and Penfield.
Okay.
That's where I am, North Greece.
I know. Apparently, you live just 2 doors away. Your sister lives 2 doors away from my nephew.
Stop it. Oh, my gosh, what a riot.
Small
my
world.
Older sister, Debbie?
I don't know. I don't know how many sisters you have. My nephew says that she stays just a few doors away.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, how funny. I'm going to go knock on your nephew's door and be like, yo, I know your uncle.
He'll be like, 911, who are you? Who's
just some random stranger, yeah.
Going to bring your slippers and when take your coat off when you go over, Sandy?
I heard you speaking about that this morning. I would do that going to work.
You would?
I would. Yeah. I've got wood floors. I would like people to wear slippers here because you don't know if you carry a stone in your shoe and that's your wood floor's ruined.
Okay,
Thank you.
I never brought slippers to anyone's house before, and I think remember that one business we went to, Sandy, where everybody had like slippers, they drop their feet, their shoes
at work,
at work, yeah.
It's a sign of relax, calm. Yeah, I love it. I love
we need to get
so
men
give
into
a,
that more.
Give a shout out to all your family members you want to say hi to.
Well, we have quite a few, as I said. My sister Kathy, she works for the St. Anne's Nursing Home, which is near Irondequoit. We have our husband, Billy. We have Scott, who is a fireman, Scott McCafferty, who's a fireman for the North Greece Fire Department.
Okay, all right.
His wife, Annie. We have Sarah and Tony McCafferty, and all the kids as well. There's Callum, Blair, Aidan, and they're all tuned in.
Wow, it's a complete rugby
team. Are you sure you didn't forget anybody? Because they are all listening.
I did forget two people, and that was Laurie and Donna, who came to Glasgow, Scotland, 2 years ago to see what Scotland was like. They were here for the Outlander tour. I don't know if you've watched Outlander.
Oh, yeah. Love Outlander. Yeah.
That's filmed right where I live.
Really? The
2 minutes away from here. So they do quite a lot of filming around about the Stirling area and the north of Scotland and here where I live as well.
Oh, it's got to be beautiful then. It's really, that's legit. I'm so happy all right, so guess what? Friends forever, all right? And all your family. Family, so much. Thank you so much for listening in. And they said, Cameron said they've been texting him from here over to Scotland saying, well, you got to be on. You guys are late.
My phone is still buzzing as we speak.
I love it. All right. Aww.
Your guilty pleasure every morning. It's the Breakfast Buzz with Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.